High Tide, John P. Marquand. Once described by Life magazine as the most successful novelist in the United States, John Phillips Marquand, 1893 to 1960, was a prolific short story writer, mostly for the Saturday Evening Post, one of the most popular and highest-paying magazines in the country. After graduating from Harvard, he began his literary career as a reporter for the Boston Evening Transcript, followed by a time in the magazine department of the New York Tribune. He took a job as copywriter for the J. Walter Thompson Advertising Agency, replacing Richard Connell, an outstanding author of numerous stories, including the relentlessly anthologized The Most Dangerous Game. Marquand turned to the longer form with serialized novels again in the Saturday Evening Post, and novels, many of which were social satires, largely set in the somewhat claustrophobic atmosphere of upper-class Boston society. He had delivered a manuscript to his literary agent, which she called a humorless fantasy, advising him to put it in a desk drawer and forget it. After being serialized in the Saturday Evening Post in 1936 to 1937, the late George Apley was published in book form in 1937 and won the 1938 Pulitzer Prize as the best novel of the year. He soon followed that success with H.M. Pullum, Esquire, in 1941, which was nearly identical in structure and tone to the late George Apley. His earliest commercial success had come from his series about Mr. Moto, a Japanese spy. The first book in the series was No Hero, serialized in the Saturday Evening Post in 1935 and published in book form the same year. It was later retitled Your Turn, Mr. Moto, to capitalize on the famous name of the recurring character. Four more Moto novels followed in the next 8 years, but after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 6, 1941, the publication of Last Laugh, Mr. Moto, early in 1942, put a halt to the series. Marquand did publish one more Mr. Moto novel, Stopover, Tokyo, in 1957. The books inspired a popular series of 8 motion pictures starring Peter Lorre, beginning with Thank You, Mr. Moto, 1937, though they bore small resemblance to the novels. An often cold, ruthless spy in the books, he was morphed into a mild-spoken, Charlie Chan-like detective for the films. A late addition to the series, The Return of Mr. Moto, 1965, starring Henry Silva, was not successful. The last Moto novel was filmed as Stopover, Tokyo, 1957, but eliminated the character. High Tide was first published in the October 8, 1932 issue of the Saturday Evening Post. It was first collected in 30 years, Boston, Little Brown, 1954.